Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys. It's our fun Friday, and today we're going to be talking about finding peace with yourself. You know, this week's been talking a lot about anger and how we manage that anger, how we process that anger. And if you go back through the verse of the week, I want you to keep thinking about this verse now, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I want you to think right now about the episode on Wednesday, where we had Joseph Warren and all the wonderful insight that he unpacked. And he went through a ton. He talked about the boulders, the different rocks that we have in our life, the rocks that weigh us down, and how sometimes it's us. We are the ones who are our worst critic. I mean, show of hands up right here. I'm my worst critic. You know, I don't think the podcast is done just right. Or I don't know if this message is going to resonate with the guys the way that it should. Or maybe I meant to say this and I totally stumble my words. Or the downloads aren't looking good. Or whatever. There's so much doubt. There's so many rocks and negativity, and that can cause anger, right? And then he really walked us through those seven different areas, and then he walked us through his process of how you can actually take a hold and correct that. And I tell you what, guys. It was an impactful conversation. Joseph obviously is a very charismatic type person. He has a lot of energy, a lot of wisdom, a lot of insight. So I'm praying that episode, if you're dealing with anger, you know, and not righteous anger, but if you're just dealing with anger, because righteous anger, that's okay. Jesus showed righteous anger. Go back and listen to that, because that episode, I know it was long. I get it. But take you some notes and highlight the areas that you struggle with the most. Because it's all about growing as a lion. And I tell you what, we can't have this anger built up, pent up, and move forward. You know, so it was an powerful, impactful conversation with Joseph Warren. Highly encourage you. And check out his podcast too. Show notes, we had all that stuff there for you guys. Now, for our fun Friday, you know, we're going to get into some tips for you. A health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. Okay? So let's start off with the health. I want you to understand your triggers. Understand what triggers you. And you may need help identifying them. You know, and I would encourage you guys, if you're married, start with your wife. And if you're not, start with your lion's den. You know, you need to get some feedback. You really need to see what others recognize. Try this. Think about the last two times you got angry. Why'd you get angry? What happened? You know, you really need to be able to understand before you can correct. You know, and that mind, it's a powerful thing, right? And lions, you're going to take intentional acts to find peace. Remember, if you go back to Philippians, keep reading, the peace that passes all understanding. That's what that's what we're after. And if you're the peace, you know, Jesus called it the peacemakers, and he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Go back to Matthew 5:9, pull your Bible out, go there and look at that. So you need to understand what those triggers are. Bottom line, that's important. So there's your health tip. And don't skip over this one, guys. Really be reflective here. Now, wealth tip. I want you to think about this. With the way the market is, the world, inflation, everything that's happening around us, it's really easy to get so mad about your investments, about your finances. But you know what? If you're in long-term investments, and that's definitely something that I try to coach people towards, and when you think about your investment, you're investing for the future. You're not investing for the short. It's for the long run. Treat it as such. And quit looking at the numbers so often. Because money is emotional. It gets us angry. It can really get you fired up. It can raise your blood pressure. You know, it's so many things. So I'm not saying that you should ignore your accounts, but don't obsess over them. You know, markets go up, they go down, and they cause stress. They cause that anger. But if you're in a long-term strategy and that is smart, focus on that. You know, right now it may be bad for you personally from a finance standpoint, but giving that anger to your finances doesn't do anything. So you really need to start working on your long-term strategy of investment and understand that, you know, there's a bigger play at play here, okay? So not short-term, long-term. All right, self-tip. And this is a tough one for you guys. Learn to say, I'm sorry, to your wife and your kids. You know, if you overstep in anger, they need to hear a strong man say, I'm sorry. And they need to hear you say it often. Take that doggone Superman cape and burn it. Lead them by showing them the cracks in your armor. You know, we all have cracks. And show them how the man of God responds. We're all sinner, and we're saved by grace. Thank the Lord that we're saved by grace. Let them see this vulnerable side of you. They need to understand that, hey, Dad, he didn't get it right. He was angry. But you know what? I'm sorry. And here's what I'm going to do to fix it. And here's what I'm going to do to lead you, because you are a leader. Whether you lead people at work or not, you're the leader at home. You need to lean into that. Accept that responsibility and start saying, I'm sorry. We're going to make mistakes. Give yourself some grace to make those mistakes. And then when you do make them, apologize. All right, guys, there's your tips. Understand those triggers. Treat long-term investments as long-term. And then say, I'm sorry. Three areas to really help you with your anger and move forward as a lion. All right, the book of the week, guys. You know, Joseph, he talked about his book. In the book right here, I have a copy of it. I printed out. The Peace and Purpose, How to Eliminate Anger and Stress in 90 Days. It's a really good resource for you guys. I love it because it walked through the rocks. It walked through those triggers. And then it walked through areas specifically that you can work on, that you can consider, that you can incorporate into your life to improve. So go check out the link in the show notes to go straight to the Purpose book and be able to add that to your library. All right, it's Fun Friday. So you know we're going to do some dad jokes, guys. So get ready for the eye rolls. That's okay. They do count. So dad joke number one. I once had a hen that could count her own eggs. She was a mathematician. Now, if your kids are a little bit younger, they got to be rolling on the floor right now. Okay. Teenagers probably get an eye roll. That's all right. So that was number one. Number two, the Egyptians claim that there are no crocodiles in their country. I think they're in denial. So anyway, guys, this has been a busy week. We're talking about anger. And the question that I want you to think about this week is, what triggers anger in your life? And the second part of that question is, how should you respond? You know, how are you going to respond? Because if you keep suppressing this anger, it's not healthy. You're not going to grow in Christ. You have to find ways to blow it up. And that's why I love what Joseph talks about, blowing up those rocks, right? So important. So guys, if you like it, if that conversation helped you grow, if it made you think about anger in different ways, you know, share it with other people. That's what it's all about. So thank you again. Share the line within us. Go out there and text it to your brothers out there. Let them know. Go to thelinewithin.us. Check out our resources, the brand new Bible study that's out. We are so excited to have that. There's ways to connect with us and learn more about that. Check out the coaching programs, the way that we're trying to serve you in many different areas. Maybe grab a cool t-shirt. We had the Line Within Us t-shirts out there. Let us know what type of swag you like. We're designing new stuff all the time. You know, connect with us on social media, because I'm trying to give your feed positivity. There's too much doggone negative stuff. We're going to give you some positive things every week. Little snips, little quotes, some fun stuff. Nothing major, but things to try to encourage you. Because guys, we get it. Being a leader these days, a Christian leader at your home, it's hard. Satan wants you to fail. We're here to support you. The biggest thing you could do to help the Line Within Us is write a rating and give us a review. I mean, that's it. Just go in there, click that 5 stars, give us 1 or 2 sentences on what this is doing for you, because I'm going to tell you what, these algorithms that control podcasts, they look at that stuff and it makes a big difference. Your rating and review can make a huge impact. So thank you for those that have submitted them. For others, please go do this. This is not, you know, just some meaningless activity I'm asking you for. It really would make a difference. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this fun Friday. Enjoyed this conversation this week on anger. Now you have some tips, you have some tools to address it head on. So enjoy your weekend and go out and unleash the lion within. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it'd be cool to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcast isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their messages out to the world. Let's create something great together. Visit thelionwithin.us/buzz to let Buzzsprout know we sent you, and you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. That's thelionwithin.us/buzz. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.